All right, Luke Clout, Paris. I don't know. Like, are you in a shitty mood because, like, you had this thing and then you, you know, that first turn crash that you had nothing to do with? Or, like, are we okay and, like, whatever, it is what it is?
It is what it is. Like, obviously, I'm a little bit upset. Okay. You know,
did you get any money for winning or was it just a flat amount?
I think I had some bonuses with the team.
Oh, okay.
So first would have been a little bit nicer.
Okay, yep.
But yeah, look, honestly, like, obviously my riding was pretty good. I felt solid all weekend, and to get it taken away, you know, no fault of my own, it stings a little bit. If I was to throw it away myself, I would have been a little bit more okay with it. But hey, it's racing. It is what it is.
Yeah. I felt like you guys were obviously the class of the field. First one, you're leading. He traps you down and gets you late. And then second one, you do the same thing. Yeah. So then I started thinking, because I was doing the TV up there. I'm like, maybe, like, for the third one, you don't want to lead until late. I don't know. Was that a thought at all?
Not really in the last one, because I feel like I kind of found what he was doing in the second one.
Okay.
I could hear what he was doing in the first one, but obviously it's easier to follow almost. Yeah. So it was that back rhythm that I was just not doing, and then I went and watched Mookie, and he had a little sneaky inside line, and yeah, I figured that out, and that kind of helped me for the rest of the night. So I felt pretty confident all yesterday. Today felt pretty good once again, but yeah, racing, unfortunately, it is what it is. But no, I'm pretty happy to be here.
Then we were wondering if you were going to bunch up like Hayden, bunch him at the end of the last one. I don't know if that came to your mind.
No, I just my plan was try and get a good start and just run away, and I felt like I was doing that, and then I've been kind of battling a kind of like a stomach bug or something, and I've been throwing up yesterday. I think, not sure if it's the food or I don't know what it is, but yeah, that last one I was sucking in the big ones a little bit, and
he kind was of, catching you a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, he was putting in some laps at the end, and I started to get gassed a little bit, but luckily enough, I just kind of managed enough. But yeah, I was definitely I was feeling it there for sure.
Did you bring anything for the bike, or like, is this an all totally Bud bike?
Total Bud bike. First time on the bike was Friday for press.
Okay.
We changed some suspension stuff for press, and then I didn't touch anything all weekend.
Okay.
So I'm kind of just running the this is what you got.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
You haven't been here before. You've obviously heard about this race. I like it. I've been here a ton, so I like asking guys, what do you think of the whole experience? I mean, it's really a legendary race, and it's a lot of laps. So what do you think of the whole thing?
Man, I honestly had the best time. Like, the track was awesome. The people are awesome. The crowd's just next level.
Yeah.
And then the racing's obviously world class. You know, you've got a great track. Riders are good. And yeah, like, the team I was on was really, really good. They made me feel at home. So everything, to be honest, just felt like I was at home almost. You know, it's probably equivalent to the AusX Open, I would say. Obviously, this is a bit more prestigious, but I would say in the event scale, it felt similar, but just the French crowd was just crazy. That first race when Anthony kind of was catching me, I could definitely hear it. And that kind of tightened up a little bit from that.
Right. Yeah. And what are you going to do with all your Milwaukee tools?
How do
we get those home?
I'm not getting them home. I gave them to my mechanic as a bit of a gift.
Oh, nice.
So he was pumped. And then, I'm not very good on the tools, so I'd probably just be looking at them anyway.
Right. All right. So Germany, right?
Yep.
Last weekend, Paris, Australia. How's that going to go for you? I mean, I'm going to Australia too, but I don't got a race. So
yeah, 450, 250, right. Back to the 450.
Yeah.
Germany was a struggle. I was just walking around like I was a zombie.
How did Weimer look?
He was actually riding good.
Right,
I was actually chatting to him, and I'm like, "You've still got a day," and he's like, "Yeah, I'm still going pretty good." Like, he was ripping around.
I was like, "Hey, man, just don't hurt yourself." He's like, "Oh, thanks for the." Like, I don't want you to get hurt, dude. Don't. You know?
He was like, when he had to go to the LCQ, he's like, "Why did I come back?" Like, but honestly, like, he was ripping.
He said, he's like, "They fucking elevate the start over there, man." I'm like, "Yeah, I saw the video." He's like, "That's fucked." He didn't know what to do, he said.
But yeah, no, it was a busy, yeah. I mean, it still is a busy schedule. I got to fly home tomorrow morning. I'll try and get one day in on the 450, see how I'm going to be jet lagged. So get a day in, hopefully ride press.
Yeah.
And then back into racing the brothers they call Lawrence.
Yeah. Okay, so a lot of talk on the Pulp Show about our co-host, Phil, and you. He told us his side. Would you like to respond at all to the opening round and all of that?
Oh, man.
He said the video didn't get, you know, I'm like, dude, calm down. And then he's like, "You didn't see the right video." He said the video was wrong, or there was another angle that showed it was vicious. I don't know.
Nah, me and Phil, like, obviously there was heat in the moment.
Yeah.
and I took all blame. Like, I come into the inside. The track, you probably couldn't really see it on footage. It wasn't really tracked in. I tried to turn down, took us both down.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's not how I want to race, especially...
It's the fucking heat race. Yeah, that's what he kept saying.
And I was kind of like to feel, I'm like, well, I don't want to fucking take myself out either.
Yeah.
But, you know, I went up to him the next day and kind of just said, look, mate, like, you know, that's not how I want to ride. We kind of...
Right.
We didn't really hug it out, but we kind of we gave each other the bit of the nod, and we're cool. We give each other the kind of the look.
He kept saying, "You guys aren't seeing the right video," because we're like, "Dude, calm down. It wasn't that bad." Like, he didn't mean to do it. You didn't see the right video, and I've still never seen the right video, quote unquote. So I don't know.
It depends who you ask. Obviously, Phil's gonna have his, and then I'm gonna try and defend me. But like I said, I'll take the responsibility, and I'm not making excuses. But it's always round one for us is always so. Everyone's so antsy because, you know, we haven't raced for like a year. So it's like, oh, heat race. So everyone's a little bit, you know, there's a bit of chaos going around and it usually calms itself down. But I think we're okay. We're okay.
Good. All right. I wanted to give you your chance to explain this. It was quite a topic on our dumb show.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Well, hey, good job this weekend, man. Should have won, but shit happened. So good job.
Thank you. Appreciate it.